So when I'm telling people I'm carrying the covenant of blessing, you don't want the curse? Don't rebel. Get on there. Blessing will overtake you. God said to Israel, this blessing will come upon you and overtake. The blessing will be moving faster than you. But you can talk to somebody else when you're not in the flow of the blessing. They'll tell you how hard things are. Things are so tough. Yeah. Those are assignments to your faith. God does not make it easy for anyone. Everybody's world is like when you're home and watching football, like you'll be watching tonight. Then you go and be analyzing the losers. Well, he made that mistake. That guy was open. Yeah, because you are home. And they're showing you the top-down view. But you are not in the huddle. And just this guy's breathing alone will make you pass gas and pee in your pants. And they're calling the play. And once the play locks in, you fall over before they break your ribs. But when you're home, you can see all the play. But when you're in the field, you don't see any play. You are just trying to survive this. I learned things. I saw how, you know, that's even maybe I don't know if I should be telling it here. But the Detroit Lions, they've been losing all these years. And they say in 2023, the wife of the owner rose up and kicked the man out and took over the team and rebuilt it. And here they almost made it to the Super Bowl. Hallelujah. That's why I said I don't want to tell it, because ladies always latch on to this. But you listen to the news media. They showed them in the box. The woman was sitting on the owner's chair and the guy was sitting on the side. And they almost made it to the Super Bowl. Amen. She ran that team 1 year. Amen. And the man has, I said, maybe the Falcons man needs to step out. Let his wife take over so we can have something to celebrate, for heaven's sake. Ooh, Lord. Okay, moving right along. But I saw the things that made the Lions lose that game. This guy had the ball. And even though he was about to cross the threshold for the touchdown, the man jumped in and punched the ball out. They never gave up. Hey. There's so many spiritual lessons. But when I heard the testimony of the young quarterback of the 49ers, that's when I knew why they lost the game. He is a son of God. He said, I was bypassed in the draft. I was overlooked. And God gave me this chance. He said, I've never gotten anything easy. I've always had to fight for it. They said, how did you feel when you guys were losing and the time was, you know, running out? He said, I said to the Lord, if we lose, I will still love you. But if we win, I will celebrate. I leave myself in your hands. You do to me as you please. All of a sudden, the Lions started making all these mistakes, and they won. Three touchdowns within 10 minutes. Because, you see, Brady was winning, but it was witchcraft. This one is the glory, hallelujah. They were talking about bringing Belichick. Now I'm way out here now. For the Falcons. I said, Belichick is not a good coach. He was winning by Brady. And Brady was winning by his wife working witchcraft. As soon as he divorced, he started losing. And he was smart to retire. That's how come Falcons could be leading with by 40 points, and he came back in the fourth quarter and got it all back. The woman was working that thing. If the Falcons were praying, they would have stopped her. Anyway, even though some of you guys will not say amen, but I'm going to get out there and say, hey, blank, move over. Let your wife take over. And let's find a quarterback that prays. Maybe we'll have something to celebrate in Atlanta. I'm tired of losing. Watch. What does it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he hath faith and have not works, what will it benefit you? Nothing. You can go to church all you want to, pray all you want to, but until you put your faith to work, believe God for what you don't know, what you haven't seen. Watch. Can faith save him? Can faith save you if you don't use it? No. I ask you again, can faith save you? No. This is why people are frustrated in church, and it looks like God doesn't answer prayers. But you can see him answering us. Huh? Okay, now watch. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be ye warmed. They say, now, did you give him any money? No, but I gave him decrees. Yeah. Now watch, listen. He says, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? Even so, faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone. So many people's faith, their faith is dead. Dead faith everywhere. Because in faith, God, when you start using your faith, God will get involved with you and start teaching you your covenant. One of my covenants is that if I stay in any hotel room, God calls my money anointed money. He says you must leave your anointed money for the cleaner so that the people that touch your money, yokes will start breaking in their lives and they won't even know how it happened. I'm telling you, this thing is so critical that even when we were leaving Honolulu, I was about to get in the car for us to head to the airport. This hotel has this little place where you turn up in front of the lobby. And, you know, many people will come horning and because you're blocking them, because you go from the street into that little thing. So when you don't move, you're hindering people from coming in. But I was getting in the car. God said, you did not leave your money. I got out of the car, went to the reception, got a new key, went to my room, and left that anointed money and made my decree. Watch. These are the covenants that keep the thing flowing supernaturally. And then when I returned to the car, I asked, did any car pull up? Or did anybody get angry? Did anybody come blowing their horn? They said, nobody showed up. But watch, Satan would have rushed in and said, well, you know, if you do this, it will lead to this, it will lead to that. They will have to move. He will try to talk you out of it. But I obeyed him anyway. And when I went up there, I usually leave $5 or $10. I didn't have any. I left the 20. Or did I borrow money? I think I borrowed something from somebody. I don't know. But I left that seed. It happened at another hotel. God reminded me. I ran back and left it. See, so it's not just what I'm saying, building your life and giving you life by the words I'm preaching and the glory flowing. But I'm working miracles in so many arenas of life by God showing me how to operate my faith. How many cleaners in hotels have I touched? How many lives have been changed? How many yokes have been broken? How many spirits of poverty have been driven out? My money is anointed. That's why you will hand me a seed. When you had it in your hand, it was just money. But as soon as you give it to me, it becomes supernatural. And I wave your money, you be just handed me. You hit the ground. Hallelujah. Faith. Ooh, somebody shout, faith. Hallelujah. These are my covenants. Practice them. You will see these kinds of miracles. How will somebody ask you again? Fly the airplanes to Atlanta, Georgia, and leave it with me. And believe that he will get his money. Thank God my faith is not dead. And I have works to prove it. Is your faith dead? Is your faith alive? Then let me see your works. After the series, when you go home, when you get on your knees, you say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me with faith. Thank you, Lord. I may not have money now, but I now know that my faith can produce it. Hallelujah. I will be one of the financiers of the kingdom of God at Resurrection House for all nations. Glory to God. Even so, faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone. Something happened here years ago. He offended me to no end. I finished service. I had these long lines. And then I went upstairs to change clothes. No, I finished the long lines. And when I came out to the lobby trying to go upstairs, I saw all these believers with one white woman asking for, I don't know, $10 or $20. And none of them will give to her. And they were waiting on me. I said, look at all these poor, faithless people. That's why God drove them all away. I said, none of you could make a sacrifice to bless this woman with $20. And you're waiting on me. You want to stay broke? Supposing that was an angel of the Lord that was sent to test them. And they all failed. Give the woman the money. If you want to be a supernatural man, then follow. The word of God is supernatural. Amen. And to the best of our ability, the little we know, we are practicing. Amen. That's what I celebrate. My stuff works for me. Amen. I'm not listening to any other preacher, to whatever. No, I caught on my own services. And I sit there and be watching it like it was somebody else preaching it. When you hear me hollering, you think I'm listening to somebody else. So, hey, hey, that's it. Hey, glory to God. Yes. I'm celebrating my own preaching. I listen to it and feed myself. Sometimes you think coming up with these services is easy. Sometimes Satan is warring so fiercely. And instead of fighting with it and praying and praying and trying to get a message, no. I go back and cut on the old services. And I just watch and watch until the fire kicks in again. And in no time, I know what to do. So when you don't know what to do, come on. You have YouTube. Cut it on. And before long, something will jump. Into you, say, hey, wait a minute. Woo, glory. I am back. You will be filled once again with the Holy. Man, I was watching the baby dedication. I couldn't contain myself. Oh, glory to God. Huh? And when the glory was moving on the parents, my God, I couldn't control myself. And finally I said, hey, glory, woo! What a baby dedication. As I went to church all these years, baby dedication was a routine ceremony. But at Resurrection House, it is glory. It's the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Power. Power. That's all I did. And I charged back up. Come on. Lift your hands. Thank God for your faith. Thank God that you're not helpless anymore. Thank God that your faith will produce miracles in 2024. Thank God that everything challenging you, you can win over them by your faith. As we keep studying this, you see, the Bible says your faith will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We celebrate our faith. Thank you for choosing us rich in faith. Thank you for helping us to believe what you said. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That we can be prosperous. We can walk in your wisdom. We can walk in your power. We can walk in dominion. Hallelujah. We give you praise, the honor and the glory. And we declare that we have the victory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. And amen. How many of you know you are no longer helpless? Amen. How many of you know that your faith will win?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
What do you need now? Wisdom. Amen. To use your faith. Yes. Wisdom to deploy your faith. Amen. Then you can act on it. And God will honor it. Yeah? Put it up for me again. I have an expectation. That's what hope is. That God will. Not apostles' faith. You didn't say it loud enough. One, two, go. And my decrees shall. Would you have booked a one-way ticket to Missouri, believing that you will come back with the plane? And it comes to pass. Do you know what joy will fill your heart? How excited you will be. I went to camp meeting years ago, and I encountered this guy at Rema Bible College. And he gave us this testimony. He said that one day he woke up, he said, Lord, I don't want to be around all these faith people. And I really don't have a proof that my own faith works. He said, so I'm going to believe you today. Let me start from the foundation, the basics. I'm going to believe you today that somebody will walk up to me and give me $1. Let me see if my faith can produce $1. He said he was shocked. He believed God in the morning, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. He started panicking. You mean my faith is this weak that it's taking this many hours for me to produce $1? He said, finally, around noon, somebody walked up to him and said, I don't know what this means, but God said to give you $1. He breathed a sigh of relief. Look look now. He was around the Higgins. And all these magnanimous miracles and testimonies. But his faith was dead. It took him hours to produce $1. Many of you haven't even tested your faith to see if you could you even produce $1. Try it. See if you can produce $1 in one day. He will humble you. $1 took him till 12 noon before it happened. He said he was both humbled and relieved because it would have been a crisis if the whole day went by and nobody could hear from God to hand him $1. So you cannot sit here watching all of this and then you assume that your faith is not dead, but you have no works to prove it. You must determine this year that God will honor your faith and your decrees. I want to produce a people like the early church. You come home in the evening and we are having family or a night devotion. And this one was said, you know, I had blind eyes open today and a cripple walked. And the other one would say, well, hey, I raised the dead over here, and this happened. We are sharing testimonies of God's power, God's glory, miracles. Come on, shout it with me 3 times. Miracle, miracle, miracle. Now, in Jesus' name. See now, I know there's no smoke machine on, but you know, all this side to somewhere around here in the middle, I see a cloud, hallelujah, hovering, glory to God. That's the power of God, the glory of God showing up to let you know there are miracles here now. Your faith will produce. Your faith will produce.
Beloved, through the years I've heard preachers say that they can't stand listening to themselves or hearing their own voice. Not me. Because the man ministering under the glory, under the anointing is not me. It's the servant of God, prophesying, making decrees, flowing in the glory. I feed from my own messages. Resurrection sustains me. I'm not looking for anything else. It heals me, feeds me, strengthens me, empowers me, works miracles for me. The decrees God gives me at the altar flows in my life. I'm celebrating supernatural relationships because the decree from the altar is that God will connect me with supernatural relationships. As I mentioned, I don't know, maybe last week, I went through the security scanner in Kenya, and all of a sudden the security agent looks at me and said, "Aren't you that YouTube pastor?" Didn't know he's been watching. That's what I'm telling you. Support the voice of resurrection. We are reaching the nations. I said, "That's me." And a man sitting next to me said, "Here's my phone. You're on YouTube. Show it. Prove it." I took it, went to YouTube. I typed in RHFAN today. Bang. And the word of resurrection came alive. He pulled out his card and said, "Listen, the people you meet, you know that you should connect with them. This is significant. This is a big office furniture stationery dealer. So here's my card. You are somebody I must know and connect with." Hallelujah. And I remember the decree from the altar. God will connect me with supernatural relationships. Look at all the way in Kenya. In Mombasa. At the airport. How amazing is that? The word of resurrection is alive. It will cause life to come into your death. He will quicken you. He will strengthen you. He will give you your shout back. So when I start getting low, I go cut it on and watch. Services on watch, broadcast, and boom, life fills me. Strength comes. Grace is released. My own stuff works for me. Oh, that's one of the greatest blessings. Works for me. And if it works for me, I know it will work for anybody who believes it. Anybody who will exercise their faith in it. Anybody who will act on their faith. God will honor it. If it's working for me, that's the greatest testament of its authenticity, its power, and the glory and the grace resting on it. Amen. If you choose not to, we can make you. You're the one forfeiting your God-given opportunity. The voice of resurrection is unlike any other broadcast on television. This is something unique and special that God is doing around the world. You should see how God moved in Kenya. I wish I had a video crew with me. Demons manifesting. All kinds of things happening. Miracles. Glory to God. It's an amazing. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the voice of resurrection. Amen and amen. Come worship with us Sunday morning. Your life will not be the same. Voice of Resurrection is on this station Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. It's on TBN Africa. They're running us 6 times a week. For those of you overseas or have relatives, you can call and we give you that schedule. It depends on your time zones in Africa. You can reach us from any of those countries and we'll answer the phone. We have people with their cell phones ready even at night to host your calls. It's an amazing thing. Sow into it. Join with us. Glory will come to you. Victory will come to you. Breakthroughs will come to you. Believe it. Act on it. If it works for me, it will work for you. Amen. We thank God for you. We'll see you Sunday morning, or we meet you right here again on Monday when we convene around this table to share the word of God with power. Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. See you next week. Bye-bye.